When young children don't develop skills as expected, skills like sitting, walking, or putting words together, it could be a sign they're on the autism spectrum or have a developmental disability. Well, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has updated its developmental milestones because early diagnosis is key to treatment. But as Deepa Fernandez reports, early diagnosis is something children of color often don't get.
Gio and Marco.
Marco and Gio Vasquez have their own YouTube channel.
Marco versus Gio.
The boys are 9 and 11, and this video was filmed 3 years ago by their mum, Teresa Vasquez, in their Southern California home.
Uno. Dos.
Both boys are super smart, way ahead in things like math. And
our kids with different needs just bring so much life.
From early in Gio's life, Vasquez noticed he was developing slowly in some areas.
He didn't walk until he was about 20 months.
The CDC says a child should start taking steps at 15 months.
He wasn't sitting until maybe 11 months.
Sitting usually begins at 6 months.
He didn't put words together at the same rate of other children might.
These are examples of developmental milestones, markers that can help determine if an infant or toddler is developing typically. So was Gio's pediatrician concerned?
The doctors had put it down to the environment. For example, he wasn't walking at 18 months and they were like, well, you're living in a small house, maybe he's not getting that opportunity.
And they attributed Gio's language delays to living in a bilingual household. Vasquez pushed to have developmental testing, which diagnosed her son as autistic. By then, Gio was almost 3.
When I look back, definitely, I feel the doctors should have seen those signs.
Catching those early signs really matters, according to experts like Dr. Marie Connie Paulson, chief psychologist at Children's Hospital Los Angeles.
The early the intervention, the sooner we see the child progressing.
The brain is very plastic at a young age, she says, and if explicitly taught, children can learn skills a lot more easily.
These are things they don't learn incidentally.
Like how to make eye contact, how to control impulses, or follow multi-step instructions. Dr. Paul Lipkin, a developmental pediatrician and researcher at the Kennedy Krieger Institute, believes starting these therapies before a child is 3 is critical.
With children on the autism spectrum, they typically were being identified late, ages 3, 4, 5 or beyond. So those early critical years, they did not have the benefit of someone working on those particular areas of weakness with them.
He was part of the team that helped update the CDC's developmental milestones recently.
The milestones that had existed prior to this were sometimes rooted in customs that weren't being practiced anymore. And sometimes the milestones were not rooted in things that parents readily observed.
The updates make it more obvious which children have delays that could mean autism or other developmental disabilities. Denise Wilson of Compton, California, wishes her son could have had this early intervention. She has twins.
Matthew.
And his twin sister.
Michelle.
I first met the twins when they were 4 and leaving preschool for the day. As Wilson helped them buckle up, Matthew smiled at me.
I love you.
You love me?
Then he invited me over.
I said you could go for my hair.
Matthew was as bubbly and sweet as his mom had been telling me. Yet,
it's hard for him to comprehend simple instructions.
Matthew's pediatrician did not sound any alarms about him missing developmental milestones in his first years, despite Wilson bringing up concerns repeatedly.
Simple things like motor functions and his speech as well.
Wilson suspected Matthew may have autism, so she took him to get evaluated at her local regional center, the agency that serves Californians with developmental disabilities.
They label him 10 out of 10 on the autism spectrum.
But because Matthew was over 3 years old, he was too old to get therapies there. Wilson was advised to go to her local school district for help. Yet, when Compton Unified evaluated Matthew, they said he was not autistic, but had ADHD.
You know, I'm so confused about all these different diagnoses.
Mental health counselor Maria Davis-Pierre says what Denise Wilson experienced is simple
medical racism.
Davis-Pierre founded an organization called Autism in Black, which helps Black families to understand and navigate autism spectrum disorder.
Black children are the most highly misdiagnosed or not diagnosed at all when it comes to developmental delays. They're mostly diagnosed with behavior like ADHD before autism.
That's supported by CDC data, which shows that Black children are less likely to be evaluated for autism by 3 years of age than white children. That worries psychologist Marie Connie Paulson.
These are the underserved that get forgotten.
She hopes the CDC's newly updated guidelines will help all children get an earlier diagnosis and therapy services. For Here and Now, I'm Deepa Fernandez.